This morning I'd like us to think about sharing the faith and use our reading from Luke chapter 10 verses 1 to 11 to give us some ideas about how we can share the faith. Firstly, pray. In verse 2, Jesus sends out 72 missionaries to share the good news of the kingdom of God, and he tells them to pray about it. Surely, when we are going to share the faith, it's something we need to pray about. When to do it, what to say, what to do, and for the strength, guidance, and help of God to do it. Maybe some of our missionary work fails because we don't pray about it. There was a very dedicated Christian lady who lived in the 4th century. Her name was Monica, and she lived in the country we now call Algeria. And she was married to a wealthy man who was a pagan. And in 354, she gave birth to a son, and they named him Augustine. Now, Monica's dearest desire was that Augustine should become a Christian. And so as he grew up, she made sure that he knew about the Christian faith, and she prayed for him daily. Augustine was a brilliant but a difficult young person. He became interested in pagan religions. At the age of 17, he became a father, and so he looked after his son and his common law wife. And his life generally went counter to the prayers of his mother. A bit later on, he decided that he'd go to Milan to study. And whilst there, he decided to go and listen to Bishop Ambrose. Not for his sermons, but because Bishop Ambrose was a particularly good orator. But despite himself, whilst listening to Bishop Ambrose, he became seriously interested in the Christian faith. And then one day, while sat in his garden, a voice said to him to read his Bible. And the place he started at told the people to turn away from their debauchery and their drunkenness and to put on Jesus Christ. And this was Augustine's conversion experience. Later, he became a priest and then a bishop, and he also became one of the church's greatest authors and preachers. His mother had been praying for him to become a Christian every day of her life. Now, I regularly pray for folk who are sick or bereaved or in some kind of trouble. I also pray for forthcoming meetings and events. And I pray in general terms that God will use me to help me to bring people to the Christian faith. But what I don't often do is pray for people by name, praying for individuals. Maybe that's something I should be doing. Secondly, go. In verse 3, Jesus says to the 72 missionaries that he sends out to share the faith, that they should go. Our prayers need to be converted into action, in words and in deeds. And those 72 missionaries who Jesus sent out, when they were welcomed into a home, they were to say, "Peace be upon this house." And when they were welcomed by people and towns, they were to heal the sick and speak about the kingdom of God. Some time ago, I heard a story about a liberal Christian who felt called by God to go and help the people in Cambodia. Now, since then, they've renamed that country Cambodia. And at the time, it had suffered terribly from the brutal and oppressive regime of Pol Pot. And so this young man went to Cambodia and he determined to give the people physical help, shelter, food, and caring. But he'd also decided not actually to speak about Jesus Christ. You see, he felt that the people were so weak and vulnerable that it would take unfair advantage of them. But there were others in the group that he went with who had no such reservations, and so they took both practical aid and they also spoke to the people about Jesus Christ. And after a time, the young liberal Christian noticed that those Cambodians who had come to faith in Jesus Christ were more joyful and more fulfilled than the others. And so he too decided not only to give physical help, but also to share the name of Jesus Christ. Thirdly, be single-minded. In verse 4, Jesus says to the 72 missionaries that they shouldn't take a purse, a beggar's bag, or shoes with them. And they shouldn't stop to greet people on the way. Now, we may well find those instructions rather strange. But I think what Jesus is saying to those 72 missionaries is, be single-minded about your task and don't get distracted by other things or people. When I was sitting my final exams for my degree at Newcastle University, for the last few weeks before the exam, what I did was I left home and I got into the university library at 9 a.m. and I stayed there until 10 p.m. with the only breaks being meal breaks. I was determined to study in the quiet for all the day and do my best to get a degree and I wasn't going to be distracted about it. I was going to be single-minded about it. Some time ago, I read Jimmy Armfield's autobiography, right back to the beginning. In case there are any of you who don't know who Jimmy Armfield is, Jimmy Armfield was one of our best footballers. He captained both Blackpool and England. And one of the players he played with was Stanley Matthews, surely one of the greatest ever English footballers. Stanley Matthews began his professional football career in his teenage, and he played until the age of 50. He represented England 54 times, as well as playing for both Blackpool and Stoke City. Stanley Matthews was very fit and dedicated. He didn't drink alcohol, he didn't smoke, and when he lived in Blackpool, he'd go onto the beach at 8 o'clock in the morning and do his breathing exercises, followed by jogging. And then at 10 o'clock, he'd join the other Blackpool players in their regular training. And Jimmy Armfield once asked Stanley Matthews, what was his secret? And Sir Stanley Matthews replied, practice and work. Practice, practice, practice. Finally, in verses 5 to 11, Jesus says to those 72 missionaries that wherever they're welcome, they should stay. But wherever they're not welcome, they should leave. Now, Jesus was saying to those missionaries, when people welcome them, they should stay with them and they should share the gospel with them. But for people and towns that didn't welcome them, well, they shouldn't stay, rather they should move on. And I think perhaps Jesus is saying to us here that some people won't be particularly interested in the gospel. And when that's the case, we shouldn't spend a lot of time with them. Yes, we can pray for them. Yes, we can tell them about the gospel. But we shouldn't press them. We should, seeing their lack of interest, be prepared to move on. But Jesus says that where people show a genuine interest and want to know more, well, stay and say more about God, about Jesus Christ, about the gospel. Jesus seems to recognize that as far as sharing the gospel is concerned, some people will be more fertile ground than others. Think of it this way. Imagine you had a couple of tickets to a concert of classical music. Well, you would probably invite to go with you someone else who was interested in classical music and would enjoy and appreciate it. You probably wouldn't invite a person you knew who wasn't interested. And so, as far as sharing the gospel is concerned, let's share it with all folk and pray for all folk, but concentrate our time upon those whom we feel are genuinely interested. And so, what does our reading from Luke chapter 10 say to us about sharing the gospel? It says, pray about your missionary work, and then let's do our missionary work, go and do it. Jesus also says that there are times when we need to be single-minded about our missionary work and not get distracted. And finally, he says, concentrate our time on those folk who are genuinely interested and give us a welcome. Amen.